Two professors are participating in the March 20th forum at Albany Law School. Game of Drones will examine the uses and potential abuses of unmanned aerial vehicles in the U.S. and abroad.
I think there's a fascination with the technology.
Professor Benjamin Davis with the University of Toledo College of Law says people are taken in by the futuristic concept and what roles drones may play in the years to come. Talk of deploying drones to monitor citizens nudged Albany Law School professor Robert Heverly into leaving England after teaching there for 5 years. He suggests those who once worried about being watched by a big brother had no idea what would come to pass.
In a country where they already have cameras on every corner, and where they're talking about putting chips on the GPS chips on the car so they can tax you based on what time of day you drive on which car, they're just going to know everything I do. And if I decide to take my bicycle, they're going to see it on a drone.
Heverly adds that a group of students at the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering have formed a drone club. Davis explains young people have grown up with advanced technology.
They're sort of digital natives, and so the kind of evolution that's happening, they may be more comfortable with. I mean, I've had conversations with my son where he said, you know, Facebook is so, you know, grandfatherly, you know, as a technology, right, as compared to where they're at now, it's Snapchat and all.
And drones could influence commerce, too. When Amazon unveiled plans to use drones to make deliveries someday, it immediately raised questions about local jurisdiction and accidents. New technology creates the need for new ways to manage it. Some local governments have looked into regulations that would apply to the use of material gathered by drones being admissible in court cases. Heverly sees a lot of potential conflicts brewing, some involving property law, others involving negligence.
Because it's going to be one of those complexities like computers. What do we do when a computer fails and something bad happens? We throw up our hands. We go, we don't know how that happened. It's too complex. We're going to have similar things with drones. The drone company is going to say, we made it just fine. It looks like what happened is some radio interference from some sort of thing that we couldn't have predicted. So we didn't do anything wrong, so it's not our fault. The person who created the interference might say, I didn't know that drones would be in the area. It's not my fault. You're going to have issues where a drone crashes into a house or a yard. So you're going to have the uncertainties of those kinds of things when we bring them sort of and they become pervasive, which I think we're kind of on the path for them to be.
Davis and Heverly will appear with several other speakers, including Nicholas Rostow, distinguished research professor at the National Defense University, who will deliver a keynote address on the use of drones within the context of the laws of war, as well as the president's constitutional authorities. There's more information about Game of Drones and extended audio with Professors Davis and Heverly at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.